Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, help your employees plan for their retirement with a company you can trust. Talk to Zurich or a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
As Christmas approaches, some NGOs and charities are asking for the public to help them get a gift to children in direct provision or experiencing homelessness in Ireland. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to some of those involved, and these organisations, Una, are saying campaigns like this are needed now more than ever.
They are, Cormac. There's been an increase in the past couple of years in children living in those difficult circumstances you mentioned. Now, League of Ireland football club Bohemian FC, they say they're working on getting gifts to around 3,000 children living in direct provision. And meanwhile, Children's Books Ireland, they're working on getting a book to children either in direct provision and also to the 4,000 children in Ireland who are experiencing homelessness. Now, for Bowes Football Club, this is the seventh year they've been running the Christmas toy drive. They collaborate with the Movement for Asylum Seekers in Ireland, the RDS, Bang Bang Cafe in Phibsborough and DHL. So what they're doing is asking the public to donate money, around €25 per child, to the appeal, and they then order, pack and deliver the presents. They say that they have until this Sunday to reach their target of €80,000. Daniel Lambert is the COO of Bohemian Football Club. He told me why they feel it's important to run this toy drive.
The impact it has on the families is really huge on the children. I've been to most of the centres. They're not a place you'd want to be. I think that's a really important thing to say. I've been to some in really bad condition. So they're not a place that a child chooses to be. They're just there, you know, due to circumstance. And it's a very small thing. It's not going to change their circumstances. But for that week or two around Christmas, and to show that there's people who, you know, people they don't know who are willing to kind of get gifts and send them, I think shows, you know, the general feeling of Irish people and how important it is that we welcome people and recognise people who don't have what we have, you know. To do something like this shows what most Irish people think, that they're hospitable, they're welcome and they care about other people, and they want to have a society that's diverse, but also a society that's connected and integrated and that people work together.
And that's Daniel Lambert from Bohemian Football Club. You've been hearing from someone who directly benefited, Una, from the toy drive last year.
Yeah, Sky Dubey has been living in a direct provision centre for the past 2 years. She has three children aged 15, 11 and 4. And last year, her daughter was gifted a doll, and her little boy, who was just 3 years old then, was gifted a scooter. She says these gifts meant the world to all the children and their parents in the centre.
It was just something that gave the kids something to be excited about, I must say. And I think when people come through the system, just preparing presents for the kids for Christmas is just one of the last things that you have in your mind, because you're trying to settle down. Sometimes you as the parent, you are lost yourself. You don't know how to make things better for your kids. You find it difficult sometimes to be in touch with their emotional needs. But having such an initiative where kids receive toys really helps them have that sense of belonging, and also knowing that someone out there cares about them.
And what did it mean to you that an organization was doing this, was getting toys to centers?
It meant a lot. You lose a part of yourself when you get here, and there's a lot of sentiments about how people feel about newly arrived people, especially those seeking asylum. So just knowing that someone out there cares and someone out there wants you to know that they've got your back, it was assuring. It gives you that sense of belonging and hope that things will work out and they'll fall into place someday.
That's well explained by Ska Dubey, who's mother of three there. And another organisation, Una, wants to get a book into the hands of children in need.
Yes, this is Children's Books Ireland. They work in partnership with charities like Dublin Simon, Novas and Doris. So they deliver these books to children and young people across Ireland who are experiencing homelessness or living in direct provision. So they're asking people to donate to their gift a book fund. Elena Ryan is the CEO of Children's Books Ireland. She says a book can't put a roof over a child's head, but it can give them a moment of reprieve from a difficult situation.
It's huge to put a book into a child's hand. I think in both the short term and the long term. In previous years, we've worked with Tipperary Rural Travellers Group, and what we hear back from them is that oftentimes this might be the first book that a child owns, the only book that a child owns, and that they took it away under their pillows when they're going to sleep, that it gives them a bit of reprieve and respite from what might be going on in their lives. And then in the long term, you're giving the gift of reading to a child, and that can just boost their chances of success later in life in so many ways.
Yeah, that's so true. Elena Ryan from Children's Books Ireland, finishing that report by Una Kelly.